Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be commemorating the feast of St. Athanasius, Father and Doctor of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like the teacher, and the slave that he become like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. How appropriate the readings of today, considering the feast that we commemorate. Saint Athanasius, a man who truly did suffer hatred for the sake of Christ, a man who fled from one town to another under the persecution of the church itself because he upheld the teaching of Jesus as fully human and fully divine. Born in the year 296, Athanasius exemplified incredible piety and intelligence in his youth. This was identified by Alexander of Alexandria, who was the bishop at that time. He eventually asks Athanasius to be his secretary, and they both journey to the Council of Nicaea in order to combat a prominent heresy of the time called Arianism. Arianism denied the divinity of Christ. It denied that Jesus was fully God. This was actually a heresy which was widely received throughout the ancient world, specifically through the influence of the Greeks. Why? We hear in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 23, "We preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles." A stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. Why was it foolishness to the Gentiles that Christ would be crucified? Because in the Greek mind, gods did not suffer the pains of humanity. To be divine meant that you superseded any sufferings of the flesh. So it was foolishness to the Greek mind that the one we proclaimed as God would be crucified, would suffer death and humiliation. As a result, many of the first Greek-speaking Christians or Christians of Greek origin grappled with understanding the humanity and divinity of Christ. From the struggle, numerous heresies are born, one of which is the Arian heresy, denying the divinity of Christ, saying that he was simply a human being who did the will of God perfectly because no God would subject himself to any form of suffering. But yet, if we deny Christ being God and we deny his suffering, we deny that which is most essential to his being the Christ. We deny what is ultimately unique about Christ. What makes Christ special is not that he is just merely a human being with divine wisdom. Buddha had that. Muhammad had that. Rather, what makes him unique is that he is fully human and fully divine. That he is the God who dwells in our midst and walks among us. And that this God suffers death himself. St. Athanasius will become the strongest supporter of the theology that we call the Incarnation. This claim will be ratified definitively at the Council of Chalcedon, in which the Council Fathers affirm the teaching of what we call the hypostatic union. However, Athanasius would suffer greatly for the sake of this truth. At this time in history, hundreds and hundreds of bishops had fallen victim to the heresy of Arianism. There are many priests, bishops, and even Catholic emperors who denied the divinity of Christ. It was a teaching that was too hard for them to understand. They could not grasp the concept of a God who suffers for the sake of his people. They much rather prefer either a human being who suffers for God's will, or B, a God who does not suffer at all. But to have a God who is fully human that suffers for our sake, to the Greeks, that is a sign of weakness. St. Athanasius will proclaim this truth of Christ, fully human and fully divine. He will suffer exile for it, torture, humiliation. Yet he never loses confidence in this truth. He never wavers in his fidelity to the gospel, in his fidelity to Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us, to his fidelity of the Word that became flesh and dwelt in our midst. Thank God for St. Athanasius. Thank God for the profound theology that he provides and preserves for our sake. If Athanasius had not fought to defend the divinity of Christ, then our entire understanding of Jesus and his mission would have been lost. We would have lost a true appreciation of what God has done for us in his passion, death, and resurrection. If Christ was simply human and not divine, then death would have the final say in humanity. But the fact that God himself takes on humanity, meaning that God, who is above death, who is more powerful than death, enters into the flesh, which has the capacity to die, now death can be transformed from the inside out. When Jesus dies physically, when he suffers the full ramifications of death, the divinity which he possesses does not fall victim to that death, which is weaker than it, but rather his divinity subsumes death. His divinity transforms death from the inside out into now an avenue of communion with divinity itself. This is what the resurrection and ascension of Jesus is all about. This is the theology that St. Athanasius fights to preserve. In Christ, our human flesh is no longer a hinge of destruction. It is a hinge of salvation, as Thomas Aquinas will tell us. Thanks to Christ, God becoming flesh, our flesh is not our enemy. Our humanity is not an obstacle. Rather, now our humanity is the very thing that brings God glory, because he himself has taken humanity into this glory. This is why St. Irenaeus of Lyon will say, the glory of God is what? The glory of God is man fully alive. Think about how radical that claim is, to say that the glory of God is you. You are the glory of God. You living in the fullness of grace, you living in the fullness of salvation, you living in the fullness of the freedom of the Father, that is what glorifies God above all things. Because in the end, when you embody holiness, you embody Christ himself, who has taken on your flesh and has seated it at the right hand of the Father. On this day that we commemorate St. Athanasius, one of the great doctors of the Church, he is a good reminder to us of how important it is to protect Christ from being reduced to merely a religious figure. This is one of the great tragedies of comparative religious studies in secular universities and even some religious universities. Jesus has been degraded to simply being a nice guy. Arianism is being reborn all over again, but in a new form, with a new name, and that name is relativism. Specifically, religious pluralism and relativism. This notion that all religions are the same, it doesn't matter what denomination you're in, it doesn't matter what you believe, what matters is that you just believe. What you believe doesn't matter, the content doesn't matter. Just believe. You know, Jesus is the same as everybody else. Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, what's the difference? No, there's a bold difference between Jesus and every single religious figure in history. There is a radical difference. And the difference is the divinity that has taken on flesh. The difference is who Jesus claims to be. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Buddha never said that. Muhammad never said that. Confucius never said that. They said that they would give you ways to life. They never said that they themselves were the life. Only Christ makes that claim. What is more, Christ is the only one who not only claims to be God, but also claims that this God was born to die. He is a God of sacrificial love. A God who does not lord his authority over his subjects, but rather makes himself subject to his own children. He hands himself over freely to death. He stands before Pontius Pilate. He subjects himself to humility and torture for the sake of love. No one has ever done this. No religious figure can even come close. It's not even in the same ballpark. Christ is incomparable to anyone in history because he is the God made flesh, fully human and fully divine. In this, our own age, when a new kind of Arianism is beginning to rise through relativism and religious pluralism, when Jesus is being reduced to just a nice guy, to just one religious figure among many, let us take the spirit of St. Athanasius to reclaim the uniqueness of Christ Jesus, to really take his teaching, to really take his sacrifice at face value and proclaim it with joy to all the ends of the earth. Let us allow the radical nature of Jesus to shine through and pierce through all of the duplicitous half-truths that are being promoted throughout our educational systems, throughout our televisions, throughout our programs. Let us pray for the spirit of Athanasius to hold close to the teachings of Mother Church and be willing even to suffer for them if necessary, to suffer exile, torture, pain, death of spirit and of body, so that the truth of Jesus and his salvation might be known to all the ends of the earth. Amen.